I think you're right to point out jurisdictional responsibilities and that the CN Intermodal Hub is more in the federal government's jurisdiction right now with the Minister of Environment and Climate Change. But absolutely, I would stand up and speak loudly, as I have been for the past 6 years that I've been involved in public life, either as somebody seeking office, as you mentioned before, and at the town council level, or somebody working for a local politician. I've been as vocal as possible about the CN Intermodal Hub and about the Campbellville proposed quarry. I was actually, we were just sort of going through some stuff in my parents' backyard a couple of weeks ago, and I found my first ever election sign from that 2018 town council run. And the first bullet point at the top was stop the CN Intermodal Hub. That's something that was important to me then. That's something that continues to be important to me now. And whether it's in the provincial jurisdiction directly or not, that's absolutely something where I would try to use my platform to make it clear to CN that if we have every single level of government and every town official, every resident of Milton that I can find, saying this is not the right fit, you have to take that feedback very seriously. So yeah, absolutely. If elected, I would be using my voice to speak up against that. The Campbellville quarry that's been proposed for Reed Road, 100%. I want to shout out my friends at Action Milton. And actually also want to shout out my friends at CORE Burlington. The quarry that's being proposed to be expanded out in Burlington doesn't often get the same level of attention as the Reed Road quarry, but I want to shout out both of those groups for their excellent leadership in opposing these proposed quarries and expansions to existing quarries. From my perspective, I don't see either of them as being a good fit. You know, we have a level of aggregate across the province that is more than enough to meet with the demand latent in the communities. And if you look at the fit locally, I mean, especially with the Reed Road quarry has been proposed, it's within 100 meters of a 400 series highway. It's proximal to residential areas. Looking at using untested blasting methods. So, you know, the list of concerns goes on and on. I was at some of the first meetings of Action Milton when they were founding that group and getting it off the ground. I remember, seeing a bit smaller of a crowd than I see these days. So this is an issue that's really taken hold in our community. People are glomming onto it, as they should, to say this isn't right, especially now. And at this point, it's now been 4 years, too, since Premier Ford and Parm Gill promised that they were going to cancel this quarry. And now they're clinging to this environmental assessment process and saying that we have to wait, we have to wait. Meanwhile, we have Campbellville residents that are paying money out of pocket, that are spending their own time, their own energy to trying to continue this fight in the interim, rather than it being canceled now. And those of us that are paying attention know that Doug Ford could cancel this anytime with a stroke of his pen. So I would absolutely call on him to keep his promise and do that. Whether I am here as a candidate or after I get elected as our MPP, this is certainly a fight that I would carry on. And the work of groups like Milton Says No, Action Milton, CORE Burlington, Milton Rail, I would be very happy to support all of them in their fights against these proposed quarries and intermodal hubs.